Ship was good. It had taken Jaina 2 tries before she was able to prevent Ship from redirecting the shadow bomb she fired at it. In the meantime, she contented herself with laser cannons, smiling grimly as she simultaneously saw and felt the blast strike the Sith vessel. Its self-created weapons fired in return, steady and rapid. Jaina pulled back on the stick hard and was slammed back against her seat. Rowdy tootled in distress. "Whose side are you on?" Jaina didn't have breath to answer, taking the stealth X into a roll that brought it underneath the spherical vessel, where it didn't have suddenly sprouted cannons, and launching a volley of torpedoes. Except now it did have suddenly sprouted cannons there, and they were firing. Jaina's blast tinting darkened instantly, and she hung on as her ship spiraled out of control, struggling to bring it back in line before it was too late.
"Dad!"
Ben screamed. Luke heard him, and just in time got his own blade up. Red and green clashed, sizzling.
"Ben, please, I need..."
Ben shook off the clinging hand and gave Vistara a single scorching look of naked loathing before leaping into the fray to help his betrayed father. He force-launched himself on Gavar Kai from behind, knocking the Sith off balance, and then leaping free as Kai got to his feet. Vistara had played him, and the bitter knowledge, the righteous fury of it all, lent Ben strength. Surprise and admiration flickered in Gavar Kai's dark eyes as Ben pressed the attack.
"You're good for a whelp," Kai said.
"Should've done this the first time I saw you,"
Ben snarled. He leapt backward, not quite in time, the red blade cutting a horizontal slash in his black tunic.
He winced as it grazed the flesh beneath it.
Kai fainted and then came at him again. Luke had returned his attention to Abeloth, and Ben was glad of it. He wanted Kai all to himself. He wanted to kill this piece of Sith spit, to cut him into sizzling chunks for what he had made of Vistara. In his anger, he grew reckless, overextending his reach and having to again leap clear of Kai's return stroke. He landed on one knee, catching the blade with his own, then executing a roundhouse kick that almost caught Kai unaware.
"Better," Kai said. "Let the anger flow. Hate me all you like. It is what feeds the dark side within you."
It was the wrong thing to say. Ben had heard this song before, and he wasn't having any of it. The words had the opposite effect, calming the young knight and clearing his head. The Sith had betrayed them. Vistara had used her injury to try to play on his feelings for her, to keep him out of the way while her father attacked his. Out of the corner of his eye, he could see Talon and the other remaining Sith using the Force Net technique, the technique Vistara had suggested. Not to try to stifle Abeloth's powers, but to try to trap the now seriously struggling Abeloth, even as Luke was using his own mastery of the Force to destroy her. And it was with a fierce sense of pride and love that Ben realized that, despite the odds, his father was winning. The net was working. It was starting to stifle her ability to use the Force. He could see it in the terror on Abeloth's face, feel it in the wild flickering of her Force aura. And Luke was fighting as Ben had never seen him before. Pain and love and duty grim on his face, darting and leaping, moving his lightsaber so swiftly it was a blur. Ben let out a shout of delight and continued to press the attack on Gavar Kai, who no longer was smirking and gloating, but instead felt genuine concern that he might not make it out of this alive. A sudden shockwave hurled Ben into the sky. He felt paralyzed for a second, unable to use the Force to direct his fall, and landed hard. He blacked out briefly, and when he came to, he heard shouting. Ben got to his feet, grabbing his lightsaber from where it had fallen. Abeloth was gone. He realized, as everyone else did, what must have happened. She had gathered her strength to send out a powerful Force shock to throw her attackers off her briefly, and disappeared.
"Where'd she go?"
Ben cried, ignoring Kai for the moment. Luke had recovered faster than he and didn't reply. Instead, he raced down the tunnel at full speed, even though Ben could see he had been at least slightly injured in the attack. Their division among themselves forgotten, Ben and the Sith followed. Ben heard Vistara following him at a distance, could feel her pain and mingled regret and resolution in the Force. Wincing, he shut her out.